Jeff Mytrot, a seasoned statehouse reporter for the Chicago Tribune in Springfield in 2007 and 2008, actually was in the right place at the right time to uncover the story of a lifetime. It centered around the state's governor, you know, the one with the super charismatic hair.
Yeah, Rob Blagojevich was just a wonderful target as an investigative journalist. I mean, this is a guy who couldn't help but make news no matter what he did, and often because he was just doing things that were pretty boneheaded and ultimately, as we proved, illegal.
You put together a team and a very robust investigation into Blagojevich's corrupt practices.
There'd been a story here, a story there that sort of kept mentioning the fact that insiders who were getting in trouble had given Blagojevich a $25,000 campaign contribution. And, you know, we were wondering, hey, was that what it cost to buy a favor from this government? It took me almost 2 months of research to painstakingly go through his public campaign contribution database, find the donors who gave $25,000, and then figure out who the principals were. It was a real connect the dots exercise. We found over 200 campaign contributions that were exactly $25,000, and 75% of those givers got something for their money. Big sort of no-bid contracts, state jobs, assignments to very influential policymaking groups, in some cases very favorable regulatory action from state agencies. So it was very nice to pull back the curtain and go, hey, here's the pattern, here's the bigger picture, here's kind of how the game is being played.
Well, what happened next?
Well, Blagojevich went down in flames. He was convicted. He went to jail. And it was somewhat satisfying that the article we did was one of the pieces of evidence that was used against him in his impeachment trial.
When the Chicago Tribune began to face its revenue crisis and they needed places to chop, you were kind of a star muckraker. So you're absolutely insulated from any kind of layoffs or buyouts, right?
That's what I've been assured of when I agreed to take that job and move my family halfway across the country.
But it turned out that was not the case.
I was the most surprised guy in Illinois when I got the phone call that Friday morning saying that my name was on the list and I no longer had a job at the Chicago Tribune.
What does this tell us about the state of nuts and bolts legislative coverage?
It says it's one of the most expendable items in the budget. And that as newspapers are figuring out where to cut, they're often looking at the State House and thinking, you know, we know they love our sports coverage. We know they're looking at our arts and our entertainment coverage. Do they really need this boring broccoli that we're feeding them about State House coverage? You know, it's stunning to me how what newspapers are supposed to be about, which of course is protecting the public interest, often takes a back seat. You know, a lot of us were the higher paid reporters. I don't think it had a lot to do with how well you were doing your job. It was how much money you were making and whether they thought there truly was enough reader interest to warrant that position.
Now you have moved your family again, this time to Minneapolis. You're working for the Strip. Are you so foolish as to believe that you're any safer in the Twin Cities than you were in Chicago?
I should know better. I had options and I once again decided to walk through the same door. But the paper I work for now, they have 5 State House reporters. That's more than twice what we had at the Chicago Tribune, which is a much larger newspaper serving a much larger city. And I just think that speaks volumes about what this newspaper values. And when I found out that, that was a big sell.
Jeff, newspapers are all the time talking about how they value enterprise reporting, the kind of meaty stuff that begins with the initiative of the journalist. And yet, you have to know the beat before you can be enterprising.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And it comes from that grinded out day-to-day coverage where you know what's going on. You know, I can say that with confidence looking back over all the things I've done as an investigative guy. I invariably pair up with a beat reporter, whether that's a State House reporter, a business reporter, a Metro reporter, who simply knows that subject so well and they've noticed something that raise bigger questions like, how is that going on? I want to go take a look at special education, or I want to go take a look at, you know, why kids are dying in daycare centers. That is where we do journalism that our readers really care about.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jeff Mytrot is a national headliner and Loeb Award-winning investigative journalist for the Minneapolis Star and Tribune.